Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Welcome to Share Talk. Today we have Executive Director Lincoln Moore from Decol Oil, ticker DKL, listed on AIM. They're a palm oil producer based in the Ivory Coast. Welcome, Lincoln.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me.
So you've had some numbers out this morning in relation to your Q4 figures, record figures. Do you want to just give us a brief overview of how you've got to them? And obviously last time we spoke, we were talking about Q3 and you'd had a few issues, so you'd had a bit of a downturn. So how have you managed to turn that around?
Yes, John, it was very, very pleasing. Obviously, I think Kant, as I read their note today, used the words return to form, and of course, we're pleased. So just at the highlights, really, the CPO production for Q4 was a record for Q4. The production was up nearly 50%, which is obviously, it's a low season period, but it's still, I think, above our expectations internally, and I think, from what I understand, also above what the market in general was expecting from this low season period. So as you said, we've had two in different quarters before this. The challenges started in the back end of last year's high season in Q2. We had milling interruptions, which we've gone into in the past that we think are well behind us, and we've made further adjustments in terms of de-risking the mill going forward. So Q2, we lost quite a bit of production, and I think, personally, I think that had some impact on our Q3s, where momentum with the smallholders was slightly below where we normally would be moving out of the high season to the low season. But of course, agriculture conditions certainly play a part, and Q3 was very low from an agricultural standpoint. And in Q4, really, we saw much better agricultural conditions. I think, certainly the return of smallholders, I think the confidence is very strong with them, if it all was lost in Q3, and certainly much, much better placed from a momentum perspective than we were a couple of months ago heading into the imminent high season.
So, I mean, looking at the big picture now, taking all those quarters into effect, how are these final numbers going to mean for your full year financials, and taking palm oil price into consideration in that?
Yeah, as I said, it is a low season quarter, so it's not as big a driver of revenue as say Q1 and Q2, but still, having said that, being this far ahead of where we were last year is clearly allowing us to end the year on a very positive note. So I have said previously that I was anticipating double-digit financial results, revenue and profitability, and that still appears to be the case. So obviously we'll round up our annual numbers and get them out at the usual time through April and May. So I think that's the fourth year of record financial performance, but the critical aspect, I think, is of course after two in different quarters, the real strong Q4 has led us into a very good position to enter the high season with a lot of positivity, and then we couple that together with some of the things that we put into place through the low season. One being the second boiler, which should heavily reduce down days in the high season. And of course, we've got that imminently in place, and also the upgrade of the mill to 75 tonnes per hour gives us extra capacity. We feel very confident we're well placed to grow production considerably in the high season.
So, I mean, is it fair to expect that once your final financials come out that shareholders can maybe expect another dividend?
I would think so. I mean, as I say, the results will come out April and May, and we'll make a statement about dividend at that point in time. But we've announced previously we're looking to implement a progressive dividend policy. Clearly, 2017, whilst the results were record results, it was a relatively heavy capex period with the second boiler and extra storage. So is cash flow wise, I think 2018, where there is less capex, will be a lot stronger. So I think shareholders can look forward in the short and medium term, I think, to dividend growth. And of course, we've always said that's part of the policy, as well as reinvesting and growing the asset base.
Yeah, I mean, just reading the RNS, one of the highlights is saying that you're expecting a higher extraction rate alongside higher oil content from the produced fruit next year. So is it fair to expect higher figures again in 2018?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I mean, just very basically, if we process in very round numbers, let's say 200,000 tons of fresh fruit bunch next year, obviously hoping to do that or more, but to just take that as a round number, a 1 percentage point difference in our extraction rate results in 2,000 tons of crude palm oil, and let's take €600 a ton as a round number, talking about 1.2 million of straight profit by increasing the extraction rate by 1 percentage point. So it's at the forefront of our mind. Clearly there's some bits out of your control. The oil content in the fruit, which we check daily in our laboratories, over probably a period of 16, 17 months has been a little lower than it was, say, in 2015. We had invested in the empty fruit bunch press, which I think was only operational midway, I guess, for 3 quarters this year. We think, being fully in place, I think we should see some improvements there. And certainly, I think, if you have milling interruptions like we did in Q2 and then lingering into Q3, there's no doubt it would have some impact, most likely on the extraction rate. So there are some things in our control, and we would hope that we could push that extraction rate back up to the 23% mark, which and hopefully obviously higher, but some of it in our control, some of it not, but it makes a very material difference to our end results.
Yeah, I mean, we've not mentioned much about the Ugutri project recently. I mean, can you tell us what's happening with that now and in the future?
Yes, we indicated, I think in the back end of Q2, mate, sorry, into Q3, maybe early Q3, that project, we consider it now formally commenced. And the first stage of that project was to execute and deliver the nursery setup, which is basically equivalent to the one we have in ANY. So that's in the process now. Equipment is on site and installation will take place through 2018. I probably need to work out exactly what the dates of commissioning will be on that. The board at the moment, I would say it's fairly clear. I'm very focused on the project one. I mean, delivering Q4 was great, but I think what clearly we want to do, investors want to see, is consistent improvement and growth without any major interruptions. So a heavy focus has gone into to trying to deliver that and having all the bits in place, putting our best foot forward. I think we have, and we know that's what we aim to deliver over the next 6 months. But Gutri is significant for us, I think, in the medium term. It's a project where I think, once the nursery is up and running, we will be looking to do a pilot plantation ourselves, perhaps the back end of 18, 19. And through that process, we've clearly indicated a project partner will be sought to bear the burden of the major parts of the financial costs of developing what will in time be a more significant project than ANY. But early days, and some feasibility to come on the actual amount of smallholders in that project and how much early stage cash flow we can deliver, which we know will be lower than obviously ANY, but long term, the estate and the size of that project is significant.
Okay, and just a quick question from me before we go, Lincoln. You obviously got these couple of projects. Are you looking at making any further acquisitions in the palm oil sector next year?
Certainly, the eye and as I said, the goals of the company. One was to move towards a dividend policy, which we achieved in 2017, and we've talked about how we're obviously aiming to progressively grow that over time. Two is clearly to sensibly pay down our senior debt facilities, which we refinanced on great terms in 2016, and clearly we're looking to expand. I mean, the one which was announced to the market, which is still ongoing, I think frustratingly for us and for shareholders, not having an outcome either way, is the Norpalm transaction in Ghana. I think hopefully we can say something concrete. It's obviously frustrating to not be able to say something clearly, but it's either going to be a yes, we go ahead and do that project, which I think would be great. If it's a no and we don't proceed with that project, then of course we've got Gutri ongoing, and there's opportunities elsewhere that we'll look at. And I think the starting point for us is Côte d'Ivoire, an area where we clearly have shown and understand that we have a great understanding of that market. So yes, we definitely still have a goal to be acquisitive. But having said all that, I just temper it by saying let's deliver a couple of solid periods of production growth through the high season this period, because I think there's the significant share price growth could be driven by that, and that's the major focus for the moment.
Okay, so that's Lincoln Moore of Decol Oil Limited, ticker DKL on AIM. Thank you, Lincoln.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.